Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. Mainline churches in America have started a heavenly intifada against the Jewish people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, and other mainline Protestant denominations in the United States have launched what could be called a heavenly intifada, a popular uprising against the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel. This heavenly intifada has taken the form of boycotting companies that do business or have major operations with Israel by divesting in these companies, withdrawing financial support from anybody doing business with Israel. In addition to divesting their financial support, these mainline church groups have also branded Judaism as a bloodthirsty, primitive religion, and that Jews are no longer the chosen people, but instead the devil's people. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Mainline Protestant churches in America have launched a heavenly intifada, an uprising against the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel, which is a precursor of things to come. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mainline Protestant churches in America, and actually around the world, have determined Israeli security policies are sin against God. This is part of what has been termed a heavenly intifada launched on the Jews and the Jewish state of Israel by the liberal religious communities in our world who believe that God is finished with the Jewish people today. The Jews are no longer the chosen people of God, but instead the devil's people, and they are planting the seeds of violence. These mainline religious organizations boycott no other country, but loudly proclaim a radical anti-Israel policy. This scenario, as reported here, is one that can be found in the pages of Bible prophecy. Revelation 17 is the prophecy of a one-world church which will come to power at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period, a terrible time of trouble in the future. The mother-son cult religious practices will come to power headquartered in Rome, Italy, and control the world with this religion that was started 4,500 years ago in Babylon. That's Genesis 11:4. This false religion, led by the false prophet, will cause the world to worship the beast who is the Antichrist. That's Revelation 13, verses 11 to 15. A heavenly intifada led by the mainline churches in America and around the world is indeed setting the stage for a worldwide false religion which actually wants to destroy the Jewish people. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...